Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As of yesterday afternoon, major U.S. stock indices were up a strong 25 to 30% this year. That is wonderful news that occurs only about once every generation. Yet, as good as those results were, the average investor did not do that well as they might have because they didn't use idle cash to earn substantial profits owning precious metals. As stock prices reach new highs, it climbs what is termed a wall of worry. Two major stock brokerages predicted a market crash for this year. Many investors feared allocating a high percentage of their portfolio into stocks. As a consequence, investors left hundreds of billions of dollars in money market accounts, short-term bond funds, or in cash. The average pre-tax returns on all this cash was a pittance. After taxes and higher consumer prices, holding cash and cash equivalent accounts were a loser. If investors had put some of this idle cash into precious metals this year, they would have performed much better. Through yesterday afternoon, the price of gold in 2019 was up more than 18%. Silver rose almost 16%. Platinum and palladium did even better, up 20% and more than 50% for the year. Here's an example of how owning gold and silver could have improved returns. Say that an investor was 60% invested in stocks and 40% in cash this year, and that their stocks returned 30% in dividends and appreciation, while cash earned 2%. That would have been a net gain for the year of 18.8%. Now say that the same investor had kept his 60% allocation to stock, but held only 20% in cash and 10% each in gold and silver. That would have improved the overall gain to 21.4% for the year. Generally, when paper assets do well, precious metals lag. If precious metals can do so well in what is normally a weak market, imagine how much better they might perform next year if the stock market stagnates or falls. That's it for today. Because New Year's Day is next Wednesday, please tune in next Tuesday for the next Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.